Hi, this is Andrea Tucker from BaltimoreGlutenFree.com. With your gluten-free news, you can use. Easter is this Sunday, so let's talk gluten-free Easter candy. Please always check the label, as some products can change ingredients. The following are considered by manufacturers to contain less than 20 parts per million, which makes them gluten-free, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's legal accepted definition. Let's start with Easter-themed Dove chocolate products. These are considered generally safe and include Dove chocolate Easter bunnies, egg-shaped candies, Easter-themed Dove bars, including dark chocolate eggs, milk chocolate eggs, milk chocolate coconut cream eggs, milk chocolate peanut butter eggs, and caramel and milk chocolate flowers. Again, always check the label. Some products may note made on equipment shared with wheat, so you want to be wary of that. M&M's chocolate products include Easter-themed M&M's, and they're considered safe. They include plain M&M's, solid milk chocolate Easter bunny, M&M candies in Easter colors, and egg-shaped M&M candies. Be mindful that there are gluten-containing and cross-contacted M&M products, including pretzel M&M's, obviously containing gluten, and some specialty flavored M&M's, and they typically have warnings about shared equipment on the packaging. There are some specialty M&M's on sale around Easter, and some of the more exotic or specialty flavors will contain a warning. So again, always check the packaging. Mars Inc. will call out any potential gluten cross-contact on the label. Peeps, which is a standard Easter staple in many baskets, include Peeps marshmallow treats. Peeps made by Just Born will state gluten-free below the list of ingredients. Most do, but a few are made in shared facilities, especially some of the newer, more offbeat flavor combinations. Shared facilities definitely doesn't carry the same risk as a shared equipment warning, as facilities can be as large as a football field. So it might take a little bit more investigation when that's noted on the packaging. Also note, there is a new Peeps flavor that involves Oreo cookies, real Oreo cookies containing wheat, so obviously those would be off limits. There's also some other candy to consider. Easter-themed Starburst candy are considered gluten-free, and Starburst jelly beans, also gluten-free. Easter-themed Sweet Tarts candy contain no gluten ingredients, according to Nestle, who is their manufacturer. Of note, Sweet Tart jelly beans are not considered gluten-free. Jelly Belly jelly beans and all Jelly Belly specially themed Easter packages are gluten-free. Plain chocolate regular size Hershey Kisses in Easter themed foil wrappers are safe. There's been a lot of discussion back and forth about whether Cadbury cream eggs are safe and gluten-free. In the U.S., Cadbury Easter products are made by Hershey's, and Hershey's doesn't consider them to be gluten-free due to the potential risk of cross-contact in manufacturing. I'll have a link in today's show notes to more ideas, or send me an email at contact@BaltimoreGlutenFree.com, and I'd be happy to email you a list. To everyone celebrating Easter this Sunday, happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining me here today, and I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.